Romans 8:32 says, "He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things?" Let's try to work on that first part. He that spared not his own son. I'll give you time to say that three times. Okay, let's add something to that. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all. Let's say that together. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all. Why don't you say that to yourself three times? Now let's add the last part of that verse. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Now that's getting kind of long, so let's just try to work on the second half first. Say this with me. How shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Now say that three times, and I'll give you a little time to say it. Now you remember the first part, he that spared not his own son. Let's say that together. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not also with him freely give us all things? Let's say that again. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Let's say it one more time. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not also with him give us all things?